You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, confidence coach, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk with me, your host, Janice Sutherland. Well, it seems like superheroes have a lot to answer for over the past couple of weeks, or at least directing my train of thought, because this week I am talking about yet another superhero, and that is Superwoman, and the fact you don't have to be a superwoman all the time. Now, this was prompted, and as always, by me watching a soap, my favourite UK medical soap, where the newly appointed female CEO, who also doubled as a surgeon for her local hospital, her capability to handle both roles was questioned. And her immediate response, she turns around, looks over her shoulder and says, "I'm a woman." In other words, as a woman, nothing would be too much and she'd be able to multitask and she could do it all. Now, I admit, I bristled at the statement. I wasn't at all comfortable with it, which for me was really surprising, as I can recall when I was that woman. I constantly felt I had to do it all because, of course, nobody else could do as good as me. And I was trying to raise my children as a single parent. I was studying. I had a career. I was trying to maintain my home, make sure I didn't miss any of the boys' activities, work out at the gym and be socially active. I was constantly on the go, rarely giving myself a break, not allowing myself to relax, and always in give mode. So, and while receiving very little in return. But as women, we can often fall into the superwoman mindset. This portrays a woman as strong and invincible. We're proud of what we can achieve, and we wear it as a badge of honour. But real talk, and again, it's real talk this week, the superwoman persona is bloody hard work. It can be tiring and thankless. You're feeling overworked, overwhelmed and overly committed. You're more than likely exhausted, anxious and stressed to the max. But don't worry, you're not alone with the superwoman syndrome. Yeah, it is a real thing, definitely. There are professionals, moms, organisers, activists, volunteers, you name it, socialites, young women and girls, college age women. Also susceptible superwoman syndrome if they're under pressure to excel in school, sports, how they look, social media and relationships. Now, some reports show that girls as young as 13 suffer from superwoman syndrome. Yeah, on the flip side, I have to admit, I felt the benefits to being a superwoman because people watch me in amazement as to how I managed to achieve everything and get everything done. I could fit a day's work into literally a couple of hours, and I got it done in a lot less time than everybody else. I mastered the art of multi-skilling, and my soft skills and time management were on point, second to none, and I always felt highly accomplished. So I can totally relate to women wanting to wear the cape. But conversely, there are many drawbacks, or there can be many drawbacks to being a superwoman. For instance, stress masks itself and manifests at inopportune times. Let me tell you a story, share an example of when superwoman stress reared its head for me. Now, I was managing a really highly stressful project. I was knee deep into renovation projects at work, which involved liaising with contractors, customers, staff, who all had uber demands and complaints. Now, on a huge scale, resulting in me constantly firefighting. I suppose in hindsight, it didn't help the fact that we were told to renovate the location while customers and staff were still in situ. But anyway, in the middle of this, I was mandated to attend a senior management training session. And the facilitator was banging on about how you need to look after yourself, how you need to do this, how you need to do that. And whilst I was listening to her, I could feel a swell of unexplained emotion rising, just welling up from my stomach. And I burst into uncontrollable tears. People, stress had arrived and I left the building. Not a convenient moment. But there are other ways and other drawbacks being a superwoman can have. You can become easily susceptible to experiencing burnout. You experience feelings of constantly needing to please everyone and feeling overwhelmed. You feel like you have a million and one things to do and not enough time to do them. You experience physical drawbacks like mood swings, you're irritable, emotional outbursts, you can't sleep, you've got muscle tension, you know, that tension in your neck. You experience cognitive issues like memory loss, inability to concentrate, or you just can't make decisions. You feel really disappointed if you don't meet your targets. And there's a higher probability, ladies, of developing mental health issues with self-esteem or depression. Now, the question is, why do we feel the need to be superwoman, to be superwomen? But according to Dr. Madeline Ann Lewis, I told you this was a sin, this was an actual thing, co-author of Overcoming the Superwoman Syndrome, some of us wear the S on our chest because we want to be the good little girl. We have a tendency towards people pleasing. We seek attention. We want to feel like we can do it all. We can't say no to people. We want to feel accomplished. We have low self-esteem and we strive for perfection. I can see at least two of those profiles in myself. Admit it. And whilst I'm a huge advocate of living life to its fullest, want to be the best and facing my challenges head on, I'm highly competitive, I want to win, I want to achieve, I want to be the best, I'll admit it's a huge balancing act holding down multiple fronts. But the fantastic news is that you can decape yourself. And I made that word. You totally have the potential and ability to become a woman with less stress and openness and still achieve your best without the compulsive need to be perfect. So to check if you identify with superwoman syndrome, ask yourself a couple of these questions. Do I feel the need to do it all? Do I compete against myself? Do I rarely say no to others? Do I take on more and more responsibility? Do I rarely feel a strong sense of accomplishment? Do I constantly feel overwhelmed? Do I feel the need to be the perfect mother, wife, daughter, niece, aunt, you name it? Do I want to be everything to everyone? There's nothing wrong with wanting to get it all done, but it's how we care for ourselves in the process to make sure that we physically and mentally can get it done. And that's what's of the most importance. So make sure you have coping mechanisms in place. If you decide to take on numerous tasks at once for whatever reason with only 24 hours in a day. So for instance, make those to-do lists and stick to them. Gain support and have a person or persons in your corner who have your back. Accept defeat and look forward to tomorrow and plan to that. Accept that you can only do a day's work. Be grateful for what you achieve when you achieve it, however big or small. And put yourself first and treat yourself once in a while. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, we are but mere mortals, not mythical beings. Now, curiously, I've never seen a scene in my soap where the previous male incumbent's capability to do the same job was ever challenged. I wonder why, but that's a discussion for another post. So if you still need to have conversation with someone to help you get over your superwoman syndrome, there's still time to register for my Courageous Conversations with Confidence webinar, free webinar, this Saturday, April the 21st at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is going to help you if you're avoiding a conversation that you know you need to have. If you dread the thought of having conversations with a particular loved one, your colleague, your kids, or your boss, if you struggle with how to work out how to start that conversation, or if you lose your nerve when you go to start it, you can join me for a free live interactive call to understand why you're avoiding those difficult conversations. In that call, I'll give you the tools and the four steps to have a courageous conversation so that you feel prepared to take on the world and able to take off your cape. Now, I'll put links in the show notes, but you can also visit my social media page, Facebook, I am Janice Sutherland, for further details and register from there. And I really do look forward to seeing you on Saturday. So with all that remains to be said, is that's this week's edition of Real Talk Over. I hope you have found it informative and beneficial, which I'm sure you do. So don't keep it to yourself. Continue commenting on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and share with everybody else out there so they get the benefit as well. Until next time.